Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fancy Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live in Taco Bueno in Dallas off of 7940 North Central Expressway. Don't be fooled. Apparently, there's a 7940 Forest Lane Taco Bueno that's trying to trick people on the way up here. 7940 North Central Expressway is where we have Alec. We have Fred. We're giving away Tolo trucker hats. And you can enter the giveaway for the Cowboys-Packers tickets. Not you.
No.
You cannot.
No. I mean, I'll be at the game. So.
But other people. Would you sit with somebody if they were like, you know what, blow off your media duties and come sit with me?
No, I got work to do.
That's good. You're professional. Right now, another professional, once again, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Boy, you throw that word around loosely, huh?
Insider? Do you not? Oh, man.
No, all right. I'll take professionally, I guess.
Yeah, okay. It is our person who writes for DallasCowboys.com but does not claim to be an insider, Mickey Spagnola. It's not as catchy, so I think we'll probably stick with that. You know, we just asked Jerry about it, and I know the big news coming out of practice, again, yesterday at least it seems, and from what he said after the fact, is the confidence of Kevontae Turpin and being out there for the Cowboys.
Yeah, and I think Turpin relayed that too, that he's ready to go and play. And I just think that's so significant, and not just for, his ability to be the third receiver, but also on the kick returns. And it changes the opponent's, I think, philosophy on where they're kicking the ball and to who. And if the Cowboys can continue to disguise that, that gets the ball in his hands and creates another threat to, you know, move the ball downfield.
Now, I know you could make this argument, whether it extends out to Pickens and Ferguson as well, but considering the start that he's had and considering how banged up and maybe just poor the Bears secondary is, this feels like a potential game for CeeDee Lamb to feast, doesn't it?
Just air it out.
Yes.
Just go for it.
Why you're our insider.
Yeah, right. That took a lot of insight, right? I mean, you know, with the problems, I mean, they've got about the same problems at the cornerback position as the Cowboys do, right?
Yes. Yes.
Because it seemed like Jalen Johnson, their starter, is likely going to be out, didn't practice all week. The nickel corner, Kyler Gordon, still hasn't practiced. And one of the backups, Jalen Jones, still hasn't practiced. So you might see a lot of Nashawn Wright out there. What do you think?
I mean, look, like, obviously, usually I would kind of dunk on that just a little bit, but he does have their lone turnover, and he returned it for a pick six. So, I mean, I think we were
and the next time they threw at him, the guy was wide open. It
yeah,
was a bad pass.
Yeah. So I feel like they already got the full Nashawn Wright experience, just maybe on those back-to-back plays.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, and I'm sure the Cowboys will look at that and go, okay, here's where we're going if he indeed has to start, and if they indeed are going to play you know, try to play him in man. I thought it was interesting yesterday we were having a discussion about the Cowboys and the fact that they play so much zone.
Yes.
And I wasn't going to – I'm not taking credit for this, but Everson Walls, who's on our podcast, was pointing out that the zone should be the easiest to disguise your deficiencies at cornerback. Because if you don't trust your corners, are you going to put them out there in man-on-man with no help?
Right.
And the fact that if you play the zone correctly, then that should be to your advantage of covering up what you don't want to uncover in man defense. So it would be interesting to see how they play it again this week.
And so you're – obviously, I agree with you, and I'm always going to agree with Everson Walls, but it also seems like the potential is there, if you're not getting pressure on the quarterback, that combined with playing zone could lead to disaster.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you've got to get pressure, right?
Right.
I mean, think about it. If you're not getting pressure and you're in man, you're in big trouble, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Now the guys, it would be like a 7-on-7 drill or how they do in training camp when they do the one-on-one drill. It's the most unfair drill there is because the wide receiver's got the whole field to work with and the quarterback's got the time of day, right? And that's what you don't want in a game, obviously.
Do you recall, I know he didn't play that long, Alvin Blunt back from 1987?
Strike games.
Okay.
Replacement player.
Yeah. And so this, I thought this was the wildest stat about Javonte Williams joined Herschel Walker. And okay, but like what's crazy to me is after Blunt got those three touchdowns in the first two games, then he got hurt and never played in another regular season game for the rest of his
career.
See,
when they do that stat, they got to put an asterisk in there.
Yeah.
This was a replacement game.
Right, right.
Deal. And but you know what happens is when you have a lot of young guys working in your PR department, it says 1987. It doesn't say anything different in the stats, right?
Right.
And you know, nothing against them, but they weren't even born for those replacement games.
But how crazy is it that the two people listed then are replacement player and then the person responsible for being at the heart of maybe the most lopsided trade in NFL history in him and Herschel Walker?
Right. Well, that's a good point. I didn't look at it that way. I just dismissed it. It's Herschel and that's it, right?
No. And I understand that. I just thought that was a kind of a crazy juxtaposition, if you will. How much have you heard or how much discussion has there been about Eberflus coming back to Chicago?
I thought he kind of calmed them waters yesterday, what he had to say. Now, is that his true feelings that, you know, we're going to prepare the same, the process is the same,
right?
Nothing's going to change. I would imagine deep down, but you know what? You don't want to go into a game like that and start making calls emotionally, like, well, I'm going to get these guys. I'll show them, right? You better do what you got to do. Now, from what I can see when I go online, it's a big deal in Chicago that he's coming back and that, you know, he's running the defense. And they're trying to play it up that, yeah, I'm sure, you know, this is a revenge game for him. And, you know, I've known Matt for a long time, and I just don't see him being that way. He is so even keeled all the time, no matter what, that I just think, as he said yesterday, hey, I was out for, a month or two? And he goes, and I missed it. And he goes, I knew I wanted to get back into coaching. And that would be him, not to show up the Bears or anything. I think he's handled it well. I don't know financially. He's probably got a house up there and a couple cars that haven't moved yet, you know.
Right.
When you got to move your entire family. We were talking to Kenny Clark about that, about he's finally got into a house and sleeping in his own bed since he got here in a trade. And he said, and I got my own car now, too. It was like a young kid. Hey, I got a car.
would it be poetic to you at all if the Cowboys were winning this game by like 5 points and the Bears were about at midfield and they threw up a Hail Mary, but our defense shut it down?
Yeah. Why?
That was like,
you're going past
the end.
I feel
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like that was the play that really did Eberflus in last year. Yeah, like you remember that. I feel like it would be poetic if that same situation played out and we just shut it down.
The play that did him in was running out of time with a timeout in your back pocket, right?
That should be on Caleb just a little bit too.
You know, but then how unfair is this that they had him come back the next day and do the press conference and then fire him?
Yeah, fire me at the beginning of the day.
Right, do it in the end zone before we leave. You know, what was the college coach that happened to? Who was it? They fired him right after the game.
Yeah, because he was going to get on the team plane. They go, everybody going back home. Not so fast, my friend.
Not you, buddy. You better go commercially.
But you figure they cut him, what, an $8 million check to go away? So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, you can't be too mad, right?
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I'll tell you what
that's true.
For $8
million. Yeah, look, we've talked about this before, Mickey. My goal in life is to ever be good enough or bad enough or important enough at something that they will pay me $8 million to go
to
away.
Go away.
I will be like, sounds great. I'll see you guys. And they'll be like, do you have any bad blood? I'd be like, to the people who gave me $8 million? No. No, I don't.
That would beat 2 months of pay.
Yes, exactly.
Or at least me, it would have been, right? Yeah.
See, that's exactly. Mickey's big time. Don't ever forget that.
Yeah.
I know bigger picture, we have to set expectations, and it's still a little bit of a ways away. But did you get the opportunity to talk to DeMarvion Overshown? Because I know he was saying, like, hey, maybe around or a little bit before Thanksgiving. But he is still very optimistic about his return.
That's him, right?
He is very optimistic.
Haven't heard anything from the coaches or the trainers. Look, I watch him every day when we go out there to practice, and his rehab is going great. He works hard. He acts like he's enjoying it. He's moving well. Now it's a matter of we just got to remember that when he gets released, he's going to have to practice, right? And he hadn't played in a game. He hadn't put pads on yet. I applaud his being so optimistic. But again, they got to be careful because the last thing they want to do is release him and then he comes back to the trainers. Well, I got a little of this or a little of that. So you got to be careful. But his enthusiasm, it's unbelievable. And it's infectious on this team, too, by the way. And the other guy that's sort of in that same boat right now is Siobhan Revel.
That is exactly who I was about to ask you about. That.
Good. We're reading each other.
Look at you two.
Yeah, but like
a synergy.
Yeah, exactly. And so the same logic would apply with him. I know DeMarvion Overshown has not played an overwhelming number of NFL games, but he has played NFL games, whereas Revel still hasn't even played in the NFL, so it feels like he'll need a little lead time
to
get back
absolutely.
On the field.
Because you know what? He only played 3 games last year, and then he got hurt. At least Overshown was, you know, into what, December, end of November when he got hurt?
Midway through the season.
Yeah. Right. And so he's had a longer period of time. But I think what happened is, you know, he's rehabbing, I don't know with who or how, until the Cowboys draft him. So the trainers here didn't get their hands on him until May. And so there was a lag time in there where maybe if they had him earlier, you know, well, obviously you hadn't drafted him, right? That, you know, he might be closer to being ready to play. His rehab, boy, when you look at him out there, it's amazing how well he's moving and the size he is as a corner. I and stop me if I told you this. He was standing next to Overshown. And our buddy Nick came up to me and he goes, "Hey, look at that. One guy's a linebacker, one guy's a cornerback. They look the same."
Huh.
And he was right. That's how big Revel is. I mean, he not from a poundage standpoint, but
right. He's
like 6'2", playing corner. He would be an imposing figure. And think about it. They were hoping that he would be ready. And then I think they said, all right, let's be careful. Let's not push it. He hasn't played football in a heck of a long time. And now he can continue for at least 4 weeks to get ready. But I think when the 4 weeks are up, I think they start him practicing for sure. And then it's a question of, well, how soon is he ready to play? But, boy, if you go back and look at some of his tape, his coverage ability, his ability to, as they say in the NFL, what is it, plaster the receiver, he is right there, and he's got the longest arms. I think had everything been equal, this guy would have been one of their top three cornerbacks when they started the season.
Mickey, my question, though, and we asked Jerry this, is, you know, you got two guys in Revel, who, again, is who's a rookie, so he's never even played the NFL. I mean, at least Overshown understands the speed and what have you. But, I mean, what are realistic expectations for what these guys can provide when they do come back? And then what's our latest with our boy Jonathan Mingo?
Mingo's also working hard. I see him doing his rehab, and I would think when his 4 weeks are up that they can start him practicing. And remember, once you start him practicing, you got 21 days before you got to actually do something. So, he looks good too. Those guys work really hard. Same with Josh Butler. So there, it's almost like. And I want to say Jerry might have said it when he pointed out help is on the way, right, in the secondary.
Steven has said that too us. Yeah.
And if you think about it right now, you're talking about if you had projected who your top six corners are, four of them not playing in this game on Sunday.
Right.
So, yeah, if these guys can come back and, you know, help out and how quickly they can do it, but then maybe you're changing. You know, maybe you're saying, okay, I trust these guys. I might be able to play a little bit more man defense than having to play so much zone. We'll see how that one turns out.
Do you have a prediction for us?
Just for you.
Yes.
Hammy.
I'm going to pretend like you don't do two other predictions don't always match up.
I do. I try not to change or not do three different ones. How about I think this is going to be an air raid for the Cowboys throwing the football. How about 31-23 Cowboys?
Ooh, that's the over. All right. I like
it
is. Very much.
What's the under?
It's 50.5, and I think if you were a wagering person, I would hit the over as well.
Don't you think?
Yes, I do. I feel like that's what I just told you, Mickey.
We got one team.
He just wanted to confirm.
Okay.
We got one team that gave up 52 points last week, and the other one gave up 37.
Yes. We should realistically be talking about breaking the all-time combined scoring record in
that's
an
right,
NFL game.
Points.
There you go.
I know. We're getting close. All right. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again on Monday.
I'll be here. See you guys.
There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. So I just wanted to give you guys a quick update. It looked like it was trending this way, but word was that perhaps Jaden Daniels could practice today. He is not practicing today, and you have seen that point spread over the last 2 days shift from 6.5 to 3.5. So at the very least, Vegas is hedging their bets, but it's looking more and more like it's going to be Marcus Mariota day.
In 2025.
Don't sleep on Marcus Mariota. He's good for one or two good games a year.
All right. Well, I hope this is not one of them because I want them to fail.
I know. I mean, I'm there with you.
All right. Okay. And also, going back to something Mickey said, which player do you think in the NFL does have the best poundage?
That's a loaded question.
Dexter Lawrence.
Are we talking on or off the field?
I mean, I think I insinuated pretty heavily off the field.
I mean, best poundage, pound for pound. I mean, I think you got to go with Turpin.
I'll tell you a story off air about that. We're the KNC Masterpiece, but Alec knows that story. I agree. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, live from Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus NFL players and food, a match made in heaven. Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.